New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Dotsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Dotsky. And about, I guess it's been 15 years or so, I did bioenergetic therapy for 3 years and I absolutely loved it. So I was so excited when I learned about Marcy Meyer. She's a bioenergetic therapist in private practice in Kansas City. She also is the author of the book, Blessed with Energy, The Mystery of Medicine Explained Through Science and Scripture. I thought this was such an interesting combination and I'm thrilled for her to be here and to explain to everyone about bioenergetic therapy and about science and scripture and energy and vibrations. It's going to be super cool. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me on Naturally Savvy and for the chance to start talking about bioenergetics.
Oh, I am such a fan. And I've tried to explain it to people, and I feel like I never explain it well. So I'd love for you to explain, especially because you are a bioenergetic therapist. So for people who are totally new to this.
That actually is the most common question I get. So really what prompted me to write the book was in response to two questions I hear on a weekly basis. The first being, what exactly is it? And the second being, are you sure it lines up with the Word of God? So, bio means body. Energetics is the electromagnetic system that flows around and through the body. So bioenergetic therapy is a method of understanding how the electromagnetic flow works, how it can be disrupted, and then how to restore balance and harmony within all the frequencies of the system.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, one of the things that I noticed is that when any sort of trauma happened, you hold it in your body. And by doing, at least, maybe, I don't know if it was the same kind, but the therapy that I did really enabled me to let go of that. Is that something that you work with as well or that you see?
Every client that I see, we do work in that manner. In my training, mind, body, and spirit are all intertwined. So if one area has come out of balance, the other areas will be affected. So we work in what we call habituated defense patterns. It would be patterns that the mind and body have unconsciously learned to use to stay defended or safe from real or perceived threats. So that could be muscle tension pattern, it could be breathing pattern, it could be patterns in the central nervous system, and patterns in the electromagnetic system. As we go in and help the body release some of the defenses and allow what's in the subconscious to surface, the things that they've been defending against being present to, that's when your body can shift.
Yeah. So Marcy, for me, it was really life-changing. It was really amazing. You know, Andrea and I have talked on the show before about energy medicine and what that means. And I thought it was interesting, though, that you include science and scripture. Talk to us about that and how you came to this way of thinking.
So I actually entered the school with what I call suspended disbelief. It was a paradigm shift for me. And because some of what was being presented felt confusing and a little scary, I would come home from each week of school and hold it up against my mode of truth, which is scripture. And what I began discovering was not only did scripture support everything that I was being taught, I actually had some of the mysteries of scripture start making more sense. So that's why I combined both. For example, there's an electromagnetic frequency around Earth. And everywhere that you stand on Earth, that frequency is the same. It's between 7.8 and 8 hertz. So just to give a little history, when the first astronauts went into outer space, they became ill, and the scientists and doctors could not figure out what was wrong. Until one scientist, Dr. Schumann, in speculating, said, well, you know, we took them out of that frequency. Maybe if we reintroduce the frequency into their environment, something will happen, which they did, and within hours, the astronauts were fine. Isn't that magnificent? It just occurred to me, we are created while we're in these bodies on Earth to stand deeply connected to the frequency of Earth. It's what people are talking about when they mention grounding. They just may not know exactly what they're talking about. But that's a combination of scripture and science. We're created this way, and science has proven that it's vital That 7.8 hertz frequency is vital for psychological and physical health.
Now, when did you first get interested in the energy part? It sounds like you've been into the scripture for a long time, but when did the energy and the being blessed with energy come into this?
My delving into the bioenergetics occurred about 12 years ago. I'm one of five children, siblings, and two of my siblings were suffering with some pretty acute autoimmune issues.
Oh.
And the medical community was not able to offer them anything other than pain relief. That just doesn't align with my belief system. I don't believe we were created to be in a state of dis-ease. So it occurred to me there must be things that had occurred throughout their life that had pulled them out of balance. And what we needed to do was trace back what it was and then shift it. So I looked into pH balance of the body, and I looked into nutrition, and then I looked into bioenergetics. And bioenergetics offers the most comprehensive training, and also, exciting enough, the shifts that started occurring in all of our lives that helped me and one of my sisters come back to a vibrant way of being.
Oh, so that's so interesting. So did you work directly with your sister and help her then through the bioenergetic therapy that you learned?
Absolutely. I came home and offered everything I was learning. And
so nice.
Then I offered a seminar called Process Paint, which is kind of a culmination of all the trainings that I've accumulated through my life. And I invited 10 women whose opinions I respect to participate in the beta program. One of the women is a psychotherapist who's been in practice for 30 years. And at the end of the seminar, she just came up to me and said, "You have something to offer. I think you might want to consider coming into our practice," which was so off the grid of what I was thinking about is where my life was heading. But within 3 months, I had a full-time practice because there's so much need.
It sounds like it. So it sounds like it can really help people who have chronic ailments that might be because of the stuck energy and the trauma. And I know someone like that who had like the most horrendous childhood, and she went to the Mayo Clinic because she'd gone to every doctor possible to try to figure out what was wrong. And I've been trying for years to get her to do bioenergetic therapy because I said stuff will shift, stuff will move, and you can heal.
It's so true. And it's really exciting to be able to offer it for many reasons. It's non-invasive. It's not painful, and it's more lasting. So just to give an example,
sure.
Stomach and intestinal issues and depression and anxiety are pretty chronic issues in our culture. So interesting enough, over 75% of our brain chemistry originates in our stomach. So if someone presents with intestinal issues, that can actually directly affect mood and create problems like anxiety or depression. Then if you combine intestinal issues with distortions in thoughts and beliefs, for example, just a chronic habit of thinking in a fear pattern or negativity, here's another interesting fact. Our thoughts affect our neurochemistry, and our neurochemistry affects our moods and emotions. So if we can help bring to conscious mind those negative thought patterns and help people shift them, they actually are going to shift the frequency of their body and create an environment to balance and feel better.
Yeah, I noticed a big shift in mine. And one of the things, I don't know if you do this, but I was kind of put in uncomfortable physical positions that kind of helped me get deeper into what I was feeling. Is that part of it too? Like there's a certain thing that you kind of lie back on and it's a little bit uncomfortable on your back, but somehow the physical pain helped me get in touch with the emotional pain. Is that a typical thing? Or there's a bioenergetic stool, I believe, of some sort. Is that what I'm talking about? It's been a long time.
Yes, actually what you're talking about is gestalt movements. And it is ways of putting the body in specific positions to release what we're defending or trapped. For example, it's very common to unconsciously hunch forward and roll your shoulders forward when you're scared, and that can become a habit.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, the midbrain receives signals from the body, for instance, shallow breathing or muscle tension, and those are signals that tell the midbrain, hey, there's a threat in the environment. the midbrain's kind of a neutral command post. It's going to turn around and send signals out into all the body systems. Hey, there's a threat in the environment. Be ready for fight, flight, or freeze. If we can, to use your example, have someone throw their shoulders back and open their chest, number one, it can trigger on a cellular level the trapped emotion, and number two, it can begin retraining the central nervous system. Here's an interesting fact. This was done by research at the Heart Math Institute. What a person is feeling, so just their own personal feeling, is registered in another person's EEG or in their brain waves 15 feet away. And then on top of that, our thoughts actually register in our electromagnetic field before they register in our brain waves. So we are picking things up on a constant level in our energy field that affects us. So that we can be responding to like all of the radio frequencies that are a part of our culture now, our cell phones, our Bluetooth, our Wi-Fi routers, those are affecting us. Other people's emotions can be affecting us. And then we also have our internal environment that's affecting our vibrational frequency. And it becomes a vicious cycle, really. So while initially there may have been a fear, eventually we just are feeling these things and then generating thoughts that support the feeling.
Well, what can we do? I mean, if we're affected by other people that way, and I know some people are sensitive. We've talked about empaths on the program, but even if you're not, or you don't have that sort of sensitive makeup, it sounds like it's affecting everybody. What kind of things can we do? Is there anything to protect ourselves?
There absolutely is, and that's one of the reasons that I titled the book Blessed with Energy, because we actually are blessed with a constant source of vibrational frequencies around us that we can draw in and support our own physical and emotional health. What we need to do is learn how to listen to body signals and then how to open our energetic system so that we can bring in the frequencies that support us. For example, the grounding frequency. It's very common in my practice to see people who have pulled up away from Earth because they just don't feel safe being here. And learning to reopen and stay grounded dramatically shifts responses to things around them. For example, other people's moods or emotions.
Now, how do they ground? Is this where I used to stand and I would bend my body forward, let my arms hang down as if I was trying to touch my toes, and then my legs would shake like crazy, and then they would relax and I would feel more connected. Is that a bioenergetic exercise?
That is absolutely a bioenergetic exercise. And what it was doing on a cellular level is bringing your body to a point where it could release the defense patterns in your muscle tension that we were talking about, and then it could open back up. There are lots of different exercises you can use to ground, and that's where bioenergetic therapy can come be a real support tool, just teaching people how to do it, what it feels like in their body. If they can begin learning what it feels like to be open and receiving, then they can start noticing when they tighten up or pull off and rebalance themselves in the moment.
Yeah, that's important. I remember when I used to do that thing where I would tip back and open my chest. And sometimes if there was something I was fighting, feeling, or it was just so painful, I would literally feel like an elephant was sitting on me and I just couldn't breathe. And then eventually, if I stayed in that position long enough, I would break down. I actually remember once in bioenergetic therapy, just falling to the floor, crying in a way about my mother's death that I hadn't done in the previous, 18 years, I guess it was at that point, because now it's 23 or 10 years, whatever it was. It was so, and I remember leaving feeling like I'd lost 30 pounds of just crap. It was pretty powerful stuff.
You know what?
Andrea, had you heard of it before?
It's very powerful.
No.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Wow, it's awesome.
Actually are trained to titrate depending upon the client. You know, if we bring them down too fast, it might be too much. So we just learn how to read each client because we don't want to throw them into a triggered response again. But crying as a means of release is very common. And then getting in touch with maybe the belief system that developed because of the experience and then shifting it to truth. Once someone shifts to truth, you can watch their entire body relax. You watch their facial demeanor change. And it's not uncommon to see people leave my office looking 10 years younger.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it. I remember those times. It's Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Now, is this something that people have to do in person, or because I know for me it was pretty powerful. I mean, I know now there's a lot of therapists at Skype, but what would you say to someone who's looking for a bioenergetic therapist in their area?
I personally would encourage them to find someone with the right training that they can actually be in their physical presence, especially initially. I know that there are people trained to do what is called distance work. I received that training, but I still prefer to be with the client until I am very aware of their specific field, how they react, and how they're going to respond to certain things.
Now, would you say that bioenergetic therapy is helpful for people with PTSD?
It is dramatically helpful for people with PTSD. One of our protocols is a brain balance, which is helping the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere learn to work together again, and which is one of the biggest things I see with PTSD. So slowly bringing a client with PTSD to a point where they feel safe enough to release their defense patterns, and then allowing them to generate some truths that allow the left and right brain to work together is a powerful tool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I found it helpful. It really, I did it for 3 years and I wanted to keep doing it, but the person I was working with ended up leaving, you know, moving to a different state. But I feel like there's still times now that I'd like to go back to it. So what is the schooling? Like, what should you look for? Like, how do you know they're qualified? Is there a certain initial after their name with bioenergetic therapy? Just so you don't end up seeing someone that says they're a bioenergetic therapist, but they're really not.
You know, it's a really good question. Unfortunately, at this point, the field is not regulated. So bioenergy therapy can be claimed by someone who's taken a weekend training, or it is someone like myself who's had 6 years of training and continuing education all the time. I would say two things. Look at their training, you know, discover how many hours of training they've had. In my work, we had extensive anatomy, so we have to have a deep understanding of how the body works, and psycho-spiritual process work, meaning we've gone through our own process to make sure that we have looked at distortions in our own thought patterns and what things might trigger us so that we can stay fully present to the client. And then the other thing I would say is interview them and to determine if, number one, you feel safe with them. Number two, if they have the same belief systems as you do.
You know, when you mentioned the belief system, we only have a couple more minutes, but I was just curious about this. What if somebody isn't into scripture, or they're agnostic or something? I'm assuming you'd still work with them. It's just a different, or do you look for people who have that same ideology?
Oh, absolutely not. We're all created and we all function the same. We are all affected by the same electromagnetic frequencies. So it really doesn't matter if someone has the same belief system as I do, or if they have not yet developed a spiritual belief system. The reason I mentioned that is for people who do have a faith, especially in the Christian field, there seems to be some fear about energy medicine. And so if they can talk with someone who says, hey, you know, let me show you how it aligns with the Word of God, then those fears can be alleviated, which then presents an opportunity to really receive the work.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, because it's really a shame if people feel like it's not in line with their belief systems and then they're missing out on something that can be so incredibly life-changing.
Right.
How could people learn more about Marcy and the work she does?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I have a website, so blessedwithenergy.com. And then I do have a book that just came out 3 months ago, Blessed with Energy, that describes exactly through science and scripture, what energy medicine is, how it works, and then it uses personal testimonies and experiences from people who can tell you, this is how I was affected when I was out of balance. This is how energy medicine helped me come back into balance, and how my life has changed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show, Marcy. And we want to give a big shout out to Nature Care, who sponsored our show today. Without Nature Care, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we do and love so much. So thank you, Nature Care, for making organic and natural feminine hygiene products. You can learn more about Nature Care at their website at naturecare.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.